Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, September 30th, 2024, through Friday, October 4th, 2024. Monday, September 30th, 2024. Former attorney sentenced to 25 years in federal prison on embezzlement and fraud charges in connection with collapse of Washington Federal Bank. Robert M. Kowalski, a former attorney, has been sentenced to 25 years in federal prison for embezzlement and fraud in connection with the failure of Washington Federal Bank for savings in Chicago. Kowalski served a key role in an embezzlement scheme at Washington Federal. The bank, which was based in Chicago's Bridgeport neighborhood, was shut down in 2017 after the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency determined that it was insolvent and had at least $55 million in non-performing loans. Much of the money was transferred to Kowalski, who at the time was a licensed attorney, and two real estate developers, without all of the required documentation and often without any documentation whatsoever. The embezzled funds were falsely identified in the bank's records as loan disbursements, even though the bank never required Kowalski to repay the money. After the collapse of the bank, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp. attempted to collect the money and properties that Kowalski obtained as part of the embezzlement scheme. Kowalski responded by filing a fraudulent bankruptcy case in which he attempted to conceal his numerous assets. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, October 1st, 2024. Suburban Chicago businessman sentenced to a year in prison for underreporting $1.47 million in taxes. Jeremiah Johnson, the former owner of New Beginning Academy, New Beginnings Child Development, and Epic Transportation, was sentenced to 1 year in federal prison for underreporting more than $1.47 million in income on his tax returns. During the calendar years 2015 to 2020, Johnson obtained more than $1.47 million of income from the operation of those businesses, but failed to report the money on his individual tax returns. Johnson filed individual tax returns for those years, but reported lesser W-2 wages and some rental income. The failure to disclose the additional income he received from his businesses resulted in the preparation and filing of materially false individual income tax returns. During the same time period, Johnson also failed to file corporate tax returns or pay any of the required employer or employee withholdings for federal income tax, Social Security tax, and Medicare. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024. Former Congressman George Santos pleads guilty to fraud and identity theft. George Anthony DeValder Santos, a former U.S. congressman, pleaded guilty to committing wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. In pleading guilty, Santos of Queens, New York, admitted he filed fraudulent FEC reports, embezzled funds from campaign donors, charged credit cards without authorization, stole identities, obtained unemployment benefits through fraud, and lied in reports to the House of Representatives. According to Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General Nicole M. Argentieri, as part of his campaign for election to the House of U.S. Representatives, George Santos committed fraud and identity theft and lied to the American people about his personal finances and campaign supporters. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace for the Eastern District of New York said, by pleading guilty, Mr. Santos has acknowledged that he repeatedly defrauded federal and state government institutions, as well as his own family, supporters, and constituents. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. Maryland payroll company owner sentenced for employment tax crimes and embezzlement from employees' 401k plans. Michelle Leach Bard was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison for not paying employment taxes to the IRS and embezzling from an employee benefit plan. According to court documents and statements made in court, Leach Bard of Lutherville, Timonium, was the owner and sole corporate officer of iProcess Online Inc., a third-party accounting company that specialized in payroll, human resources, and bookkeeping. From at least October 2016 through the end of 2021, she was, as iProcess's sole corporate officer, responsible for withholding Social Security, Medicare, and income taxes from employees' wages and paying those taxes to the IRS. Though the taxes were withheld, Leach Bard did not pay them to the IRS, as she was required to do so. In total, Leach Bard caused a tax loss to the IRS of $2,663,264.12. In addition, iProcess had a Section 401k profit sharing and retirement plan for the benefit of some of its employees. Contributions to the 401k plan were deducted from participating employees' wages. Beginning in or around 2007, Leach Bard did not pay those employees' contributions to the 401k plan. In total, Leach Bard did not pay to the 401k plan approximately $207,180.41 in employee withholdings. Additionally, Leach Bard did not make approximately $18,740.37 in employer matching contributions for certain employees. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, October 4th, 2024. Court-authorized operation disrupts worldwide botnet used by People's Republic of China state-sponsored hackers. The U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. DOJ, announced a court-authorized law enforcement operation that disrupted a botnet consisting of more than 200,000 consumer devices in the United States and worldwide. As described in court documents unsealed in the Western District of Pennsylvania, the botnet devices were infected by People's Republic of China, PRC, state-sponsored hackers working for Integrity Technology Group, a company based in Beijing and known to the private sector as Flax Typhoon. The botnet malware infected numerous types of consumer devices, including small office, home office, SOHO routers, Internet protocol cameras, digital video recorders, DVRs, and network-attached storage, NAS devices. The malware connected these thousands of infected devices into a botnet controlled by Integrity Technology Group, which was used to conduct malicious cyber activity disguised as routine internet traffic from the infected consumer devices. The court-authorized operation took control of the hacker's computer infrastructure and, among other steps, sent disabling commands through the infrastructure to the malware on the infected devices. During the course of the operation, there was an attempt to interfere with the FBI's remediation efforts through a distributed denial-of-service DDoS attack targeting the operational infrastructure that the FBI was utilizing to effectuate the court's order. The attack was ultimately unsuccessful in preventing the FBI's disruption of the botnet. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.